The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I can still remember when I was probably 6 years old and I was playing in the basement of a friend's house. And there was a dangerous man in the basement. And I got scared. And the dangerous man was the particular way in which a shadow was created on the wall of the basement. And just the lights, some objects were there in the basement, and the light kind of shone off the objects and created this face of a person. And it was just a shadow. But, I thought it was a dangerous person. And so sometimes it takes a while for us to learn that we are reacting to the shadows of things rather than anything that's real. And one of the interesting ways of looking at this is looking at what we think and our relationship to our thoughts. And are our thoughts more like, when are they more like shadows? And when are they, the light has cast a certain kind of shadow on the wall or your basement, and so you're reacting to some imagined idea of what your mind does with that combination, and just a shadow. It's harmless. It's harmless in and of itself. It just, just a shadow. Shadow has no weight. It has no intentionality. It has nothing. It's just a shadow. It's really, the shadow is the absence of light. And maybe more of our thoughts are shadows than we realize. And we don't have to kind of be frightened by them or pick them up or do something. They're just shadows. Something like that. I don't know if they're shadows is the right word. And so one of the things that I think is really helpful to do in this kind of practice we do is to look at the subtle thoughts, the subtle beliefs that operate kind of almost behind the curtain or kind of underneath everything. And they're the ones that kind of will, there's kind of like perfume, like a smell that pervades everything. There are certain thoughts that will pervade everything that we do, and we don't even realize we're doing it. They're kind of like those thoughts create a mood on everything we think and everything going on. They cast a shadow on everything. Because these subtle thoughts can have this, create this mood, they have a big influence on how we often live our lives. And so some of those subtle thoughts are the ones that are not so supportive for us, so helpful for us. So, for example, one that I had for years that I took a while for me to see was a subtle thought of guilt. And I was guilty before, America is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, right? I was guilty until proven innocent. And no one was bothering to prove that I was innocent. No one was helping me. So I went around with a lot of guilt. That was kind of this perfume. I didn't really know it was happening. But everything that I did then was colored around, I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it, somehow I must be doing it wrong. And then, and when the guilt started fading, then what was left with this idea, I'm doing it wrong. Or a particular version I had was, if it's happening to me, it's not real. It's not the real thing. So like in meditation practice, I would get, concentrated and settled, and I knew about different concentration states, but there was nothing that I could do in meditation that ever was the real one. It didn't, just because that was just the default background for everything, was to see things that, if it's happening to me, it's not real. Another one was that the grass is always greener elsewhere. So someone else was having the real thing, but, I wasn't having the real thing. So that was a subtle thing that's going on in the background. And some people's subtle kind of background mood or background belief that's kind of cast a shadow on everything is the idea that they're wrong. A little different variation than they're guilty. Or that they somehow are inadequate. compared to everyone else in situation. Or the subtle background idea that there's danger everywhere. And we're in the world where it's always on the alert, kind of looking. There's some kind of threat. And so everything's a threat. And we can be living in the most comfortable circumstances, but we're still looking for the threat. And some of the threat that some people live under is the idea, yes, it's good, but it's going to be taken away. There's going to be a disaster coming. And some people, that's a very deep imprint, sometimes from childhood experience, that yes, this is going to disappear. Terrible things are going to happen. And so that kind of colors the mood of what people are doing, what's happening. And then there's a subtle valuation of ideas like narcissistic ideas, like it's all about me. We never really thought about, we never think about why you think so much about yourself. But a lot of people have a tremendous amount of thoughts where they're the center of attention of their thoughts. And behind those thoughts is a much more subtle kind of belief that somehow it's valuable, important, that you're an important character in the plot. And so you need to focus a lot on yourself and think a lot about yourself. And that's, your important person can be, you're important because you're the villain somehow, or it could be you're the important person because you're the best, everyone else. Everybody else is bumbling fools. And both are kind of narcissism, like me, myself, and mine. And so that kind of pervades kind of the mood, the thoughts of what's going on. And then when that can come together with desires, the subtle thought or belief that I should be allowed to have every desire that I want. Everything that I, my desires are important. My desires should take precedence, my desires. And so there's these kind of, people wouldn't even recognize this in themselves, these kinds of ideas, because they're so subtle in the back, but they cast a mood, a shadow on everything that they do. And then one of the opportunities of meditation is to get quiet enough and to start becoming familiar enough with the inner territory, how the mind works, how the thoughts work, to start seeing that there's patterns, seeing there's underlying patterns and views that are operating that we wouldn't notice if we had the busy life just going around about. And when we see these things, some people get discouraged, but it's just, it's actually, we feel encouraged because we start starting to see the shadows. And then at some point, the shadows are seen just as shadows. And we're not to be afraid of the shadows or react to the shadows. Just shadows, just stuff, just stuff. It's just my thoughts. Thoughts that come with feelings and emotions. It's just phenomena. And it's not right or wrong to have this kind of stuff, but it's stuff to care for, stuff to see and be present for. And in being present for it, not let the shadow cast a mood or cast its influence on what we do and what we think more generally. So then, as I said this morning, earlier, that we also have some, there's a range of choice of what we do about these background moods, these thoughts. And it's also possible to shift it slightly. If you shift it too much, then it's dangerous that it's you're towards something more positive or something. Dangerous that you might be overlaying or forcing ideas on top of yourself that are hard to maintain. But it's possible to tip it a little bit in the direction of something that's affirmative or caring or appreciative. I like appreciative. Or recognizing their safety here, or recognizing that, you do something right sometimes. You're breathing and you're still alive. You reach the age of 30 and you're still alive. I mean, that's a success. Wow, look at me. I did pretty well. And as opposed to, I'm just always a loser. Look at that. I didn't lose. I got it to 30. And if you're younger than that, be happy you got to 20. So to start looking and appreciating what's to be appreciated in the situation that you're in. Maybe the situation has some threat to it, but you're well-fed and well-clothed and warm. And so you don't have those dangers. And maybe you have social dangers. These, come to IMC and these meditators, they're kind of like a rough lot. but at least hopefully you're warm enough and fed enough, and no one's talking to you, so it's probably, you know, they're not going to get much chance to pounce. But anyway, to shift a little bit, begin kind of developing a practice of recognizing the subtle, unhelpful thoughts that we have, the beliefs we have, and then beginning to question that, is it really true? And then see if, in a realistic way, you can a little bit tip the balance to the other direction, to thoughts that are supportive and helpful and nourishing and brings a little bit more relaxation and ease into your life, rather than dis-ease. Because what we'd like to do is to create an inner ecology, an inner landscape inside of ourselves that we feel, that becomes a place we feel at home in, that we feel comfortable going there. It's nice to be you. And regardless of what happens in the world around you. So you feel, oh, it's nice to be in here. It's nice to be you. I know for some people, when they kind of pay attention to themselves inside, it's not nice in there. There's war, there's criticism, there's all kinds of other people's voices that are yelling or being harsh or something. And so it can be hard, but it is possible to shift that. It'd be possible to begin to turn that around so that something inside begins to relax, let go, that some of the things that we're caught in, we realize are just shadows. They don't have any substance. And slowly begin to turn the ocean liner of the mind towards becoming inner landscape, an inner place that feels welcoming and comforting, and you're happy to keep yourself company. Yeah, it's nice in there, as opposed to the opposite. It is possible to do. So those are my thoughts, and if these have any meaning to you, then these ideas, then I encourage you, at least that it maybe encourages you to kind of pay a little more reflection or thinking or investigation into what might your subtle thoughts be, what might your subtle background mood or beliefs that kind of permeate or affect or cast a shadow on kind of everything you do. Is there anything like that? And if there isn't, then appreciate that. Enjoy that. Okay, great. So we have our...